If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Norway's consumer advocate goes after in-game currencies, Epic heads back to court to sue Google and Samsung for hampering installs, and XEA staff in Australia spin up a new studio. Here is the news for Sunday, 6th of October. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
A new report from the Norwegian Consumer Council, in collaboration with 21 consumer organisations from 17 different countries, has been submitted to the EU authorities about the dangers of virtual currencies in games. The complaint, titled Getting Players, The True Cost of Virtual Currency, shines a light on the unfair practices of leading video game companies, including those behind Fortnite, EA Sports FC, Minecraft, and Clash of Clans.
In-game currencies have always been a problem, especially when you get to the pay-to-win and seamless in-game transitions. It's a slippery slope into gambling. I think it's your turn, Australian government, to make V-Bucks illegal. So next time I see XXX Kira Billy Crusher in-game, which I know is you, Albo, you're getting a DM. If you want to have a read of the full report, you can check it out in our show notes. It's good writing, Gianni. I liked that. A few years ago, Epic sued Google for its illegal App Store monopoly and won. And now Epic is back again suing Google, and now Samsung as well. This second antitrust lawsuit is accusing the two companies of conspiring to undermine third-party app stores and focuses on Samsung's auto blocker feature, which was created to protect users from suspicious threats and is now on by default. Essentially, the auto blocker stops users from installing apps unless they come from authorized sources, like the Google and Samsung app stores, which means it's incredibly difficult to download the Epic Game Store on Android devices.
The Fortnite developer says it now requires a 21-step process to download a third-party app store on a Samsung phone, which would make it more likely that people would give up halfway through the process. In an interview, Epic CEO Tim Sweeney admitted that he doesn't yet have proof that Google and Samsung have colluded, but he's hoping it comes out during legal discovery process. And he also admitted he didn't even actually ask Samsung if they would make Epic Games an authorized source. Despite the lawsuit, apparently only two new Samsung phones have been released that include the auto blocker turned on by default. So it's not super clear if Epic has been harmed by this feature. Former members of EA Australia and EA Melbourne have announced that they're starting up a new gaming studio in Melbourne. The new studio, called the 3000s, named after the postcodes in Victoria, if you didn't put that together, will focus on racing games. So get ready to vroom vroom.
God, I'm so glad they didn't make me say that. They're definitely not new to the genre, with senior members Nikhil Kurian, previously the racing general manager at EA Melbourne, and Benjamin Dorr, formerly EA Melbourne's studio creative director, at the helm. The senior team has previously worked on franchises like Real Racing and Need for Speed, and they already have plans to launch a racing game in 2025. We can't wait to see what it's like. And finally, the groundbreaking console first-person shooter series Halo is doing a Fortnite. By that we mean it's going third-person, with a new game mode designed to be played with an over-the-shoulder camera to capture those Gen Alphas, I'm sure. Certain weapons and vehicles have always been in third-person, so it seems strange that it's taken this long. Look, Gianni, this is barely news. I'm not sure why you wrote it up. Was it purely so that you could talk about Fortnite?
That and Halo. I miss Halo. I mean, we used to drag CRTs and network cables and all of that into the garage of my mates countless times. And it's effectively irrelevant now, which kind of sucks. It's faded into obscurity. I miss you, John. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 8th is the Silent Hill 2 remake. This is the game that put this franchise on the map, and fans have been dying for a remake. So with how PlayStation has been going with their nostalgia baiting in recent years, it's safe to assume this will be another winner. That's out on PlayStation 5 and PC this Tuesday.
Next up, we have a bunch of games releasing on the 11th. First up is Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, the latest in a long list of Dragon Ball fighters. And there must be a market for them because they bring out a new one every year or every month. It just seems like they're all the same game, I guess. That's coming out to PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X. I've actually been watching Dragon Ball recently. It's a pretty good show.
It's a really good show. And sorry to alienate any of our Dragon Ball game fans out there. I'm sure these games are
really
unique.
I think if
you've
played one, you've kind of played them all. Yeah.
Okay. So you're just going to double down on the alienating?
Just go buy an old one. Just buy an old one. Don't buy a new game. Don't listen to Release Radar.
After a long delay, Europa, a Ghibli-inspired third-person action-adventure game, is finally out. Explore the world of Europa, solving puzzles and traversing the map with satisfying, free-flowing movement. Pick that up on PC and Switch.
Metaphor ReFantazio has gotten Adam Christou pretty excited, I'm sure. It's a brand new JRPG with the first original project by Studio Zero. Expect many of the elements of games like Persona, like hybrid turn-based mechanics and a bunch of social sim drama. Grab it on PlayStation 4 and 5, PC and Xbox this week.
But don't be surprised, Persona fans and JRPG fans. Unfortunately, this one isn't set in a high school. And I know that could come as a bit of a shock, so I just wanted to pre-warn you. Up next is Starship Troopers Extermination. After spending more than a year in early access, the full release of the first-person co-op shooter is ready for a full release. It's basically if Halo and Helldivers 2 got mashed together and has been really well-reviewed during its early access run. It's out on PC, Xbox Series S and X, and PlayStation 5. There you go, Gianni. You could play that. That could be like Halo.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, buddy.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni DiGiovanni.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Next week, we're going to be taking a break from the news. Just don't put out any news, please, at all. Happy to not do anything. It's Melbourne International Games Week here in Australia, so we'll be checking out the cool stuff that's happening there. We might have a little surprise for you, though, so keep an eye on the feed. Learn some things, I'm sure.
Yeah, so if no, you know, major corporations could acquire others or mass layoffs or, you know, anything like that, just for the next week, that would be fantastic. Thanks, guys. Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Barton. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news in a couple of weeks. See you then.
Hey, it's Adam here. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, we hit the track with Jun van Hove for retro-styled racer Phantom Spark.
I'd be lying if I said that we are like huge F-Zero Wipeout fans. Like, we definitely, yeah, looked at those games, but the main inspiration for it was, what if we do something really stylized? You know, not like, let's try to be like Wipeout, but what if we do something really stylized? But then, yeah, like we explored like sort of different musical ideas and this not too intense kind of like floaty liquid drum and bass jungle just made sense. And maybe it is sort of because that subconscious 90s early 2000 culture seeped into us. I'm a rave scene kid, you know, like, so of course it's there. Of course it makes sense. So yeah.
Get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.